pay dues, because I know the president, he's always raising the special assessments. That's a bad joke, sorry. But it's, I lose money on it every year. It's not at all a good investment. We just like Branson. That's it. That's what it comes down to.
It may not be a good investment for you. I know a lot of people have spent a lot of money on them. So.
Absolutely. We have to keep it, you know, in the climate we're in, because there are so much access to nightly rentals and hotels, we have to keep a very competitive rate. And I refer to my wife again. My wife's, you know, a perfectionist, so our condo is decorated to the nines. And we expect that from our guests. And so we have to, you know, we would have to approve our guests. We don't just let certain people in. If we think that they're those people, you can't really tell anymore the way that the process works. We just don't rent to them. It's not worth it, because it's not an investment to us, really.
Yes,
sir. My name is Ben Clark, and I own unit number 4. Purchased that a couple of years ago, right at the beginning of the pandemic. We have a condo in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and in the wintertime, it's a good time to be somewhere else. So we wanted a place that was more southerly, and now I'm closer to Oklahoma again, where I still have a lot of relatives. Branson is a very well-known place, and we like the what is there, but we don't want to live on the main street. We don't want to live in those more crowded areas. And this is just a beautiful location, because we can see the lake every day, and the lake changes all the time. So we live here between a third and a half of the year. I bought it with the intent of that, and the condo really is as beautiful as we had hoped. So we would not want someone to rent that would not be expected to take really good care of the facility. And so if and when we do rent, then that we would do it very, very carefully. We don't need to now. I'm on a pension. But my pension is a fixed-price pension. I get a certain amount per month. It will never go up. And with inflation now coming back, I'm beginning to worry a little bit that I may want to do some rentals when we're not going to be here to help cover these very high HOA dues. The experience of living here, we've lived during the summer, but mostly during the winter, and it's been good all around. The people that do rent there have always been exceptionally nice and easy to be around. There are a couple of people that actually rent there for a very long time, and so it's never totally empty. So it's just a very, very nice situation, and we really enjoy having this second home and don't intend on selling it. We do intend on being part of the community. We like the area. I like the people that live in this part of the country. I've lived all over the United States, including New York City, and I like this part of the country, so we want to maintain this. And we may need to rent it in the future to be able to maintain it. Right now, we don't need to, but that's why I do want to have the ability to do that in the future if we decide that we want to or it's necessary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You said you lived in Unit 4. Is that Building 2?
Yes.
You mentioned, you know, that something has to do, everyone is on a common well, and it has to be worked, it has to be things reported to DNR. Have you checked into any plans for improving that?
So obviously we communicate back and forth with REPA, and I'm open to that. I think I suggested to Michael that if it were me, I would sell it to a utility company and have them manage the well going forward, because I think we've had some issues with the well, and I don't know that those issues go away anytime soon.
And it may not be that simple. I understand you have to have special qualifications to manage that.
Oh, absolutely. Way beyond my pay grade.
you guys are the presenters. Is there anybody else that to present for?
I don't really have anything to add except we've got a similar situation to this gentleman. We have never rented a property. We bought it last July.
Can I get your name, sir?
William Langdon. And my wife and I live over near Cape Girardeau. We're retired veterinarians, and we've always liked to come down here. We've stayed at Lily's Resort a lot. And so this was an opportunity to get our own place, get our boat there, and we live here. Well, had some health problems lately, but most of the time, about half the year we're there. We're there in the summertime, the wintertime, every time. I've never seen any renter problems that are addressed. They're nice people. Of course, there are people walking down the dock that's there because it's on the property, but there's no drunken loudness or anything. Pool's always empty by 9 o'clock. So, anyway, ours was the same situation. We haven't rented it, but we did buy it with the intention that may become necessary.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
I'm Carl Finkenbinder, and I represent, there's been a couple mentions about the new part of the development. I represent Lifestyle Contractors, and they were previous, as the commission already knows, they were previous applicant on a rezoning request. They are the successor declarant that was looking to buy some of the rest of this and build additional units. First of all, I'll start by saying that I want to make an apology to the commission. I think the representative for, I was not here, but the representative at the time for Lifestyle on that particular application, I think, did a poor job of in both tone in how he presented his application, and I think he also did a poor job in maybe stating some of the facts and the history of the property. So that's on us, and I apologize for that. But the reason why that is relevant to this, I don't want to steal the show, the reason why that's relevant to this is I just want to speak in support of their application. And to the extent I can fill in a couple gaps, I think that the property, and I'm still doing some research, I'm still trying to find out, but from what I can tell, and I've pulled different aerial photographs of the resort. Everyone's talked about the resort. The resort has been there at least since, I can go back as far as 1996, where it looks like the resort's in operation and nightly rental guests are occurring at that point in time. It looks like that in 2006, what happened, I think, is the resort was approved for fractional ownership, or timeshare, for lack of a better word. Now, I cannot determine whether or not there was a separate approval for quote-unquote nightly rental. I don't know the answer to that question. What I do know is that in 2007, fractional ownership was approved. A declaration was filed. It was built. So it was at least anticipated in some way, shape, or form that there would be transient guests on that property for less than 30 days at a time, given it would be fractional ownership. But again, I don't know if a nightly rental approval specifically was given. I can say that the entire history of this property has been consistent in that there have been transient guests for as long as most people can remember in the room. There have been some references to concerns regarding the well. I think I can speak a little bit to that. In the event that, and again, my client is, again, going to make different efforts to maybe try to have its application reheard, but to the extent it's applicable to their application today, my client's having an engineer look at the well to determine its capacity and figure out what capacity it has left, if any, and what it would be needed to make any repairs to the extent there are additional units built. So I think that Mr. Gerken, what he said is accurate. The two just so everyone's clear, those two, what I'll call freestanding structures, even though they're not in a building or as stacked units, they are condominium units. So everyone's familiar with the difference between a residential home and a condominium unit. But they own the airspace within that freestanding structure. So this truly was built, when it originally set up, built with the design in mind for transient guests, since it wasn't built with full-time residents in mind. So that's really all I have to say. I think I'd have more detail with regard to the well and the history of the property when I come back before the commission on a different date. But I just wanted to be here today to support their application, and that's it. I don't know if you all had any questions for me, but that's all I have.
I appreciate your statements.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Scott, did you find on record where they ever went before P&Z for a mixed ownership in 2006?
The last one was the fractional ownership for four owner, so quarter. So it was to have four owners per unit, if I remember what it read. But
that
it, the last one was
one
the
of
fractional.
Us part owners of it.
Correct. And fractional ownership is a form of ownership versus, the time that they stay there might be less than 30 days, but it's still, they
There's
own.
There's quite a difference between being an actual
That's
owner.
My understanding. That the short-term or nightly rental definition doesn't include fractional ownership.
Thank you.
When was, and anybody can answer this, as long as you really know the answer, when was nightly rental really come about, or when did that, because we had timeshare, fractional ownership, we had a resort, but when was, to develop something specific to nightly rental, when would that have, what year would that have been around? Does anybody know?
You're talking about this complex?
Talking about in general.
So planning and zoning wise, Commissioner Williams, in 07 and 08, they were starting to try to do some nightly rentals and starting to have trouble defining them, so the amendment came in 2009 that actually had special use nightly rental.
Okay.
But sometime before then, they were starting to get those applications, and they were having trouble.